Pennsylvania experienced a record number of power outages in 2017, and 2018 is shaping up to be another bad year. For State Impact Pennsylvania, Amy Sisk reports the grid may not be ready for the more severe weather climate change is bringing.
When the power goes out, calls to local utility companies come flooding in from people like Joan Petrillo with Martindale's Natural Market near Philadelphia. She must decide whether to send out an employee for dry ice to keep meat and other cold goods from spoiling.
You're talking about a store with very little storage space, so there's very little room to store dry ice. You just can't do it, so you have to buy it at the time that it's needed.
Sometimes food does go bad.
You're throwing out your livelihood, you know, what puts you in business, but you have to be safe.
Grocery stores, factories, hospitals, restaurants, they lost power more than ever last year, with 50 significant outages statewide. That's more than double the year before. Halfway through this year, the state's already seen 20. Katrina Kelly-Pitou is an energy researcher at the University of Pittsburgh. She advises utilities and says they can learn from recent extreme storms in Puerto Rico and Houston.
Invest now because it's way cheaper than investing later.
Climate change is expected to bring more intense weather.
I now don't know if we have time to say, let's try and figure out what to do. I think you have to be doing something to be proactive and keeping your lights on.
Pennsylvania utilities know this sound means trouble. Lightning, like during this recent storm over Pittsburgh, excessive rain, landslides, wind, ice in the winter, it can all damage equipment. Warren Stow is director of field operations for Duquesne Light in Pittsburgh.
It can put a lot of stress on your organization. Typically, it wouldn't be unusual for our employees to work 16 on, 8 off until we have the power back on.
That happened a lot last year. Duquesne had 6 big outages with more than 2,500 customers in the dark for longer than 6 hours. The commission warns that if frequent severe weather continues, utilities will struggle to maintain adequate service. The PUC can make poorly performing utilities create improvement plans. Several have such plans right now. Spokesperson Nils Hagen Fredrickson says the commission talks with utilities all the time about hardening their systems.
We know weather is coming. Regardless of the tempo of the weather, there will at some point in the future be another hurricane. There will at some point in the future be another torrential rainstorm.
Utilities are cutting back trees near power lines. They're installing digital meters to monitor power usage. And they're looking at microgrids, which create and distribute electricity for clusters of businesses or homes. Hagen Fredrickson says utilities need to ensure these two things.
Reliability is, can you take a punch? Resilience is how fast you get back up off the canvas after you've been hit hard.
Duquesne Light's crews are preparing for more storms. At the service center, trucks roll out for the day. Stow explains.
When I came in, I don't think we had any customers out, so they're all going out right now. They're going to be working on what we refer to as projects.
Installing new transformers and poles and auto switches to reroute power. Duquesne also wants faster response times. Operations Center Director Diane Holder says the company is developing a detailed map of its grid.
An electric model will provide their electric address to us, their precise location on a circuit.
The company will know exactly who's lost power, and it'll install a new system to react to outages and keep customers informed.
They could select the type of communication they would like back from Duquesne Light, whether it be a text, an email, or phone call, and get regular updates throughout their outage as far as our progress.
So businesses, such as grocery stores, can make plans, like whether to run across town to stock up on dry ice. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.